The Mating Misadventures of Alpha Wolf and Hyperactive Boy, a Team Wolf fic written by One Little Sleep and read by Dodificus. After they finished investigating the mystery of the stolen necklace, or whatever the fuck Nancy Drew thinks Scott was calling it, Derek Hale, whom Styles was maybe friends with now? Whatever, they hung out. Growled, "I'm not going to be around for a few days." Curious, Styles rolled away from his desk. "What? Why? Where are you going?" "Just leave it," Scott whispered in an undertone, while Derek gave them both his classic bitch face, which in this case probably meant something like, "Don't fuck up while I'm gone, baby werewolf and sidekick, or I'll tear your throats out when I get back." And then he disappeared like a goddamn ninja out the window. Styles jolted out of his chair. "Okay, later, bro. Maybe when you get back we can..." Before Scott rolled his eyes and shoved him back into his desk chair. "What?" "Just don't get too outgoing. He hates it," Scott said, embarrassed. "What? I'm the poster child of chill, dude," Styles said. "Sorry, it's just... Derek." Scott winced. He sat down on the bed, shoulders slumped. "Look, there's something going on with him." Styles leaned in, conspiratorial. "What?" he asked. "Did he do something? Is he the killer? No, wait, we found the killer. Oh man, is he like the killer's brother? Oh wait, Styles," Scott said, cutting him off. "No, he's in heat." Styles' brain chugged along for a second, face blank, and then he grimaced. "Oh. Oh. Yeah," Scott sighed, hand in his hair. "Are you guys..." Styles asked, gesturing a finger back and forth between Scott and the window. "No! Ugh!" Scott shoved him again and Styles' chair rolled across the room and into the wall. "Okay, sorry. Sorry. I just thought, I mean, you knew that he... And if you were, that would be totally okay, dude. I mean, whatever, I'm cool." "No, it's not... I know because I can feel it on him," Scott said. They were quiet for a moment. "That's odd," Styles said. "Yeah," Scott agreed, relieved. "How?" "Pheromones," Scott said bluntly. "Right," Styles said. "Pheromones." "Yeah." Scott touched his hair again, nervous. "So," Styles thumbed at his mouth. "Huh. Who's the lucky girl? Or guy, whatever." "He doesn't know yet. I think when the impulse gets stronger, it'll guide him there." "Whoa," Styles said, spinning his chair around, deep in thought. "Yeah. So it could be you? I mean, for the sake of argument." "Ugh, Styles," Scott groaned and lobbed a pillow at him. Four nights later, Styles got out of the shower, swishing a towel over his junk, and Derek Hale was there, looming in the steam. "Shit!" Styles yelped, fixing the towel on hastily. "Whoa, Norman Bates! What the hell, dude?" Derek Hale growled. Not that frustrated sound he made when he was annoyed with them, but something that was deep and hair-lifting and not human. Styles found himself backed into the wall, his clean skin squeaking on the tile. Derek's eyes were blue lights as he watched him unblinkingly. "Ugh!" Styles panted, sliding down the wall, covering himself. "What do you want?" Derek's canines were long and glittering at the corners of his mouth. He looked a breath away from the full wolf, shivers ticking through his shoulders, his snarled brow. "You can't..." Styles swallowed jerkily. "You can't eat me. I'm on like a fuck ton of Adderall, man. That shit will mess you up. Unless you're ADD too, and then I... Derek hunched down at Styles' leg. "Oh, shit," Styles mouthed, knocking his head in panic, and then he felt snuffling exhalations, rifling the hair on his leg. Styles cringed back. "What are you doing?" Derek was smelling him, ducked close and drawing his cold nose up, up his bare shin to his knee. Up, up to his towel, where Derek nosed at the edge, sniffing, giving little nudges at his hairless inner thigh. "Oh, God, don't bite me," Styles moaned, tensing. But Derek just rose up, eyes shadowed by his lashes, and moved in to burrow his face into Styles's damp underarm. "You okay?" Styles asked, holding his breath. Derek went quiet, just lay there with his nose rooted to his armpit. "Jesus!" Styles blew out his air. He stared at the ceiling as Derek breathed in deeply. Something hot and grainy swiped at the hair once, and then Derek made a low humming noise. It took Styles a few minutes to realize that the man was going to sleep on him and was purring. "So, this is some werewolf thing, right?" Styles said to the dozing wolf, resting a shaky hand on his head. Scott was squinting feelingly across the cafeteria at Allison. Styles finished his milk carton, wiped his mouth. His knee jogged impatiently under the table as he said, Dude, listen, I think I found out who Derek's interested in." "What? Who?" Scott asked, confused. "Me," Styles said, and then let out a heavy, held breath. "That feels so much better. I felt like I was going to pop." Scott snorted. "Shut up, Styles." He looked back miserably at his ex-girlfriend. "No, asswipe, I'm serious. Why would I joke about that?" Scott turned to stare at him, and then he said, "Wait, are you for real?" "Yes," Styles hissed, leaning across his lunch. "He jumped me while I was getting out of the shower last night." Scott blanched. "What happened?" "Nothing. Easy, man. Not a werewolf mauling, if that's what you're worried about. I mean, he licked my armpit, but other than that, he just wanted to cuddle. He was like a really affectionate dog." "And?" "The dude purrs when he's sleeping." He paused, took a bite of his corn dog, and watched the colour rush out of Scott's face. "What?" he garbled, mouth full. Scott looked pained. "It's not good." "It's puppy love, buddy. Can you really blame him?" "It's not the full moon yet," Scott said, face screwed. "He'll court you like this first, until the full moon. Until what?" Styles asked, annoyed. "Until he, mates you. By force, if he has to." Styles felt a little lightheaded. "Are you okay?" Scott asked him, tentative. Styles laughed humorously, wheezing. "Oh yeah, mating, by force. Awesome." "Styles, what did you think?" But the lunch bell rang and everyone started to get up and move around them. "Look, we'll talk about it later, okay?" "Great." Styles rolled his eyes, got up and threw his lunch away. Scott was late getting home, so Styles sprawled out on the dude's bed, reached under to feel around for a magazine or something, and came up with A Boy's Life. He snorted, flipping through it. "Where every other healthy adolescent hides porn, you got Boy's Life, Scott. You fucking dork." He was snoozing with the half-read magazine on his chest when he heard Scott's grated, "What are you doing here?" He woke up with a start. "Dude, I practically live here," he said, yawning. "Styles, you can't be here," Scott grit, dropping his backpack. His hands fisted up and he was suddenly as tense as he was on the lacrosse field. "Dude, the school accepts sick notes from me for your mum. I'm pretty sure if your mum wanted to sue my dad for custody, she'd have a pretty good case." "Styles, no," Scott growled, wolfing out suddenly, eyes going golden. "Scott, whoa, calm down," Styles tried. "Deep breaths." But the bedroom door banged open, knocking plaster off the wall. Derek was there, canine swollen in his grimaced mouth, eyes blazing blue. He took in the sight of Styles on the bed, blazed out and sleep rumbled and let out a low, throttling growl. "It's okay, it's okay," Scrot growled defensively and stepped back so he was no longer in the way between the older wolf and his bed. Styles, on his elbows, gaped. "Get out," Derek snarled, barely intelligible. "Okay, right," Styles breathed, heart hammering. He yanked on his sneakers. "Get out," Derek roared, and Styles jumped up and fumbled his backpack onto his shoulder, went for the door. Halfway there, Derek reached out, tore him forward with a hand like a goddamn vice on his upper arm. Styles yelped, dragging on his toes out the door. He was put against the opposite wall, breath jolted out of his chest. "Jesus," he gasped. "Don't come back here." Derek's breath was hot and doggish on his face. "I won't," Styles promised. Held away, he looked down at the sharp claws putting holes in his flannel. "Just go, Styles," Derek hissed, teeth clenched. "Right," Styles said firmly. "Going now." Derek swept him along the wall and shoved him down the first stair. "Hey, Scott, call you later, dude. Don't kill each other," he called as he clambered down the stairs two at a time and was out the door. He waited by his locker at school, made a big show of being relieved, hands thrown up in the air, knees almost going out from under him, as Scott appeared in one piece, alive if a little tired. "Stop," Scott grumbled, opening his locker. "Yesterday I left you in a possible dogfight to the death for my virtue or something. Excuse me for being relieved you won." "No one won. There was no fight. Derek claimed you," Scott muttered. "What? He barely licked my armpit one time. That's claiming? You werewolves are real prudes." "Yes, and feel lucky that's all it was. If he felt threatened at all..." Scott froze suddenly, expression darkening. "What?" Styles asked. "McCall," Jackson said, face scornful as he shouldered into his locker. His fingers flew on the lock before he paused, sniffing, and looked right at Styles. "Attention caught," Jackson said. "Who are you again?" Styles rolled his eyes. "Styles? We're on the lacrosse team together? Your dad knows my dad? Once when we were kids, we went to the same summer camp, and you didn't know anybody else and cried for 2 nights because you were homesick. Until I gave you some of my s'mores and you were like, yeah, whatever. Why do you smell so..." Jackson paused and leaned in, took a deep inhale of Styles' neck. "Whoa, hi, why do you people keep smelling me?" Styles asked no one in particular. Jackson came away with his pupils blown. "Back off," Scott growled, hackles up. Jackson turned on him, angry. "What do you fucking care, McCall?" And then he sniffed again, frowning. "Wait, is he yours?" "No," Scott said, scandalized. Jackson's eyes shifted back. We're all warm for Styles for a moment until Scott put a hand to the dude's chest and held him away. "Stay back, Jackson, really. Hands off," Scott told him roughly. "He smells really fucking good," Jackson groaned, leaning in again and inhaling sharply, twice. "Damn." "Whoa," Styles said. "Please don't." "Yeah, off," Scott said, jerking Jackson away, but not before Jackson had pressed a small, wet kiss between the V of Styles' collar. Styles clapped a hand over his kiss, startled. "Hmm," Jackson said, smug, giving him a once-over before he strolled away. "That wasn't good," Scott said, scowling. He dicked around after detention, eating Klondike bars from the cafe on the bench by the field, watching the end of his missed practice, and then he zipped up his hoodie against the cold and hiked home. He had another week before Dad gave the keys to the Jeep back, so he took the mountain bike trail from the field to his neighbourhood. He skipped a little along the gulch where no one from school could see him, hyped up on sugar and whistling to himself. And then something grabbed him, took a hold of his hoodie and jerked him right off his feet. He was dragged through the field, up and over a log and into the woods, where he finally came to rest, choked of breath, sprawled in the dead leaves. Wheezing, he looked up at Derek Hale standing over him. What was that? Are you insane? He coughed, voice raw. Derek just glared at him, shoulders stiff as he began undoing his belt, his fly. Oh God, what the... Stiles scrambled back as Derek grimaced, pulled out his dick and... The stream of urine tagged him in the chest first, leaving a puddle in his ripped-apart sweatshirt. Then it jerked low, stained the crotch of his jeans dark. Then up suddenly, splashing his hot face. He sputtered, turned away. It ended as quickly as it started, leaving him steaming in the cold, catching his breath. He couldn't open his eyes. He could feel the warm urine clumping his eyelashes together, dripping down his face, cooling. His body went strange everywhere, rolling with goosebumps under his clothes. You're marked. He heard the werewolf's low growl. It made him jerk, throat closing up tight. But then he felt something soft and dry wiping his eyes. Just his eyes. He blinked them open. You just peed on me, he whispered, watching Derek put his own shirt back on. He saw the flash of his pale skin, stared. Yeah, Derek said, then crouched close. You okay? Stiles shook his head, wiping his nose with a dry spot on his sleeve. Stay away from that Jackson boy, Derek said stiffly, eyes intense. Is that why? Stiles asked, then turned and spat when he realized a bead of fluid had just rolled onto his upper lip and he'd sucked it off. Yes, Derek said, voice hoarse. So you marked me? Stiles asked, looking down at himself, his tented, wet crotch. He had an erection. Oh, God. Yes, Derek hissed, busy nosing along Stiles' shorn head, smelling him. This is so messed up, Stiles muttered, and got a sharp nip to his earlobe. Faster than he could blink, Derek was back on his feet, glaring at him. Don't go near Jackson, or Scott. Not until after the full moon. Do you understand? Yeah, or you'll piss on me. Loud and clear, dude. Stiles grumbled, trying to get up. No, Derek snarled. Next time, I'll mark you with my teeth. He smiled nastily, and then he was gone. Stiles bitched to himself as he got up and walked home, dripping, cupping his erection through his soppy fly. It was hard to avoid Scott, but maybe it helped that he was a little pissed off about getting pissed on by Scott's psycho werewolf mentor. Huh. But really, not cool. Scott tried to talk to him in lab, and Stiles just huffed, grabbed his shit and moved to a back table. Scott kept turning around in class, trying to make meaningful eye contact with him, but Stiles trained his eye on his Bunsen burner and finished his classwork. Suddenly the room smelled like burning plastic. When he glanced up, there was chaos at Jackson's table, his lab partner frantically putting out a little fire with her notebook. Jackson, distracted, was swiveled all the way around on his stool and eye-fucking Stiles, mouth quirked. I can smell you, Jackson mouthed happily, grinning. Stiles flushed and looked away. When he got home from school, this time without being peed on, and Christ, what kind of dude goes around urinating on teenage boys anyway? There was a small dead deer draped along his front steps. Its throat was ripped out, milky fur matted with dark blood. His dad was home from work early, sipping a cup of coffee on the porch, looking at it thoughtfully. What the fuck, Dad? Stiles gasped, dropping his backpack. Language, his father murmured, and bent, looking closer at the deer. What? How did this... But he knew. Oh God, Derek, what the fuck? Looks like something ripped its throat out. Some animal. Big cat, maybe. Why would an animal leave his lunch on our freaking porch? He asked, near hysterical. He thought about what it would look like. Derek, half wolf, running down the deer, teeth bared and then sinking into its softly furred throat. He gagged. Go inside. I'll take care of this. I know how squeamish you are, his dad said encouragingly, and Stiles didn't argue. Grabbed his backpack and went around to the back door, and then through the kitchen and up to his bedroom. In a sweat, he slipped onto his desk chair, hands to his face. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He rocked a little bit, then stopped, took off his shirt. I'm having a fucking crisis, he told his empty room. The next day, there were three little grey rabbits, and the next, a fat game bird with speckled feathers on the bottom of its wings. He stood aside, hugging himself as his father sighed and disposed of them. I'm starting to think these might not be wayward gifts from a confused animal, kiddo, his father said the next morning, and then leveled him with the most no-bullshit look ever. Stiles swallowed hard. Yes, sir, he said. If this is the work of, say, a schoolmate or friend, maybe you should... Yes, sir. Stiles says somberly, watching his father make a face and swept a pile of dead chipmunks into a garbage bag. It was a few days before the full moon. As soon as Stiles climbed into the scorched-out window of the Hale house, he could feel the hair on the back of his neck stand up. Two pale blue eyes glowed in the shadows. Shit. He stumbled back in surprise, landing on the windowsill. Wasn't sure you'd be... What do you want? Derek asked, coming into the light, face all sharp with irritation. Stiles braced in the window, trembling. I came to tell you to stop leaving your weird dead presence on my porch. It's freaking out my dad. Derek looked uncomfortable, then said, Right. It was instinct. I didn't think about it. Wow. It came bubbling out of him as a helpless laugh. Derek looked at him coldly. Oh, no, man. Awesome. You didn't think about it? Not about how psychotic it is to give dead animals to someone? Someone who isn't a werewolf? Shut up, Derek grumbled and turned to walk away. But not before Stiles caught the flush high on his cheeks. You really didn't think about it? He asked, following, eyes adjusting. He only tripped twice, righted himself on a broken table. I told you, it's instinct. I have this urge to provide for you, Derek muttered. Really? He asked, interested. Yes, Derek sighed. It's not rational. Whoa, dude, if you want to provide for me, you could take me to Mr. Beefburger's for dinner. Derek turned, frowning. Am I right? Stiles asked. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. You're still giving me a... meat. His voice went high and faltered altogether when he realized what he'd said. Derek just frowned, face serious, said, Fine. He yammered, mouth stuck with onion rings. But, like, why do they call it Mr. Beef Burgers? You'd think it would be Mr. Beef Burgers without the apostrophe, which would imply, like, that they're burgers made out of Mr. Beef, which is probably a respectable type of beef, or that Mr. Beef made burgers, right? But it's Mr. Beef Burgers, which implies that there's some dude named Beef Burger, and this is his restaurant. The apostrophe... Your mouth is always open, Derek said, looking at his own food, face stony. What? Stiles asked, mid-chew. Your mouth, it's always open. Not just when you eat or talk, all the time. When you're breathing, when you're walking, when you're thinking, when you're listening to music at night in your bedroom. He looked at Stiles' shocked face and added a sharp smile. Mouth breather. Thanks, Stiles said, as I stopped at the end of his street. He went to get out, but Derek whispered, Wait. Leaned close and breathed him in deep, nuzzling the underside of his jaw with his cold nose. Whoa, okay, Stiles laughed, uncomfortable, and did a commando roll out of the car door. The full moon is coming, Derek growled after him. Yeah, okay, later, bro, Stiles shouted back, running. His eyelids were heavy. The Great Gatsby seemed to fuzz before him. He'd read the same sentence over and over. He sat up abruptly, startled awake at the sound of his window sash going up with a loud thump. He held his breath as someone jostled the wood blinds out of the way. Derek climbed in, already scowling. What are you doing? Stiles breathed. Shut up or your dad will hear, Derek said low. He began to strip off his boots, one at a time. What are you... Don't take those off, Stiles argued, blushing. But Derek just let them drop aside and then skinned off his grey t-shirt. Oh God, this is it, isn't it? You're going to do it, right? Stiles put his face in his hands. Oh God, by force even. Shut up. Derek cuffed him in the side of his head and then climbed into bed with him. Into Stiles' tiny single bed. Stiles tried to move away, but they ended up pressed together, Derek staring. What, are you sleeping here? Stiles whispered. Derek's jaw ticked. Yes, he said finally, brusque, for the next few days. For the next few days, Stiles repeated. Just lie down, Derek growled, throaty. You're not going to do anything, right? Not... He paused as Derek leveled him with a long, murderous look. No? Cool. Okay. Awkward in just his sleeveless t-shirt and underwear, he tried to lie down without touching Derek more than he had to. After a few fiddling moments, Derek rolled his eyes and dropped an arm over him, forced him to still. Then he reached back and turned off Stiles' light. In the dark, he felt warm breath on his shoulder. Stiles thought he'd be awake all night in open-eyed terror, but he fell asleep snoring after a while, the werewolf curled around him. He woke up disoriented, something lapping wetly at the back of his sweaty neck. Mm-mm, he muttered, stretching, boner aching between his thighs. He heard a voice whispering little encouragements. Just put your hand on it. He smells so good right now, so aroused. Yeah, Stiles gasped in agreement, touching his morning wood, rubbing it through his underwear. I want to mate with you, Derek growled hotly at his ear. I want to not you. Yeah, Stiles moaned, and then came awake when sharp teeth snapped over his shoulder blade, latching on. Oh, whoa! Stiles scrambled up and out of bed, one hand clutching the hot bite. Did you just bite me? Derek was rumpled, eyes heavy lidded and sex hot. Stiles gaped. Look what you did, pup, Derek said gravely, looking down at himself. He lifted the sheet, showed Stiles his splayed open fly, the stiff red cock spearing up through the V. Holy, Stiles mouthed and backed into the door with a solid bump. Derek's eyes widened, and somewhere in the house, Stiles could hear his father's, Stiles, you okay? You up? Before Stiles could call out, yes, Derek was buttoning up, flinging off the sheet and putting on his t-shirt and boots. Stiles willed his erection to melt away while he grabbed his hoodie and threw it on, tugged it over his crotch. There was a significant bump in the front of Derek's jeans when he was done getting dressed. He gave Stiles a dark look and said, Leave this window unlocked. Then he climbed out. Shaky, Stiles stretched his hoodie out of the way, looked at the livid bite mark imprinted red on his pale shoulder. The patrol car was waiting outside the school after detention let out. Stiles looked in, found his dad sitting there with his reading glasses on, rifling through some paperwork. "Bet Mr. Reynolds always gets a vicarious thrill, seeing me climbing into a police car," Stiles said, sliding in, "even though he knows it's just you. I thought you could use a ride. I'll give you the Jeep's keys back tonight. It's not safe for you to be walking home from school every day." His dad took off his glasses, pinched the bridge of his nose and started the car. "Yeah," came bubbling out. "Wouldn't want some thug to jump me on the way home from school and drag me off into the woods." His dad eyeballed him and then snorted. "You joke, but there's been a few too many unexplained attacks lately. And better safe than sorry, right?" Stiles bobbed his head in agreement, began fidgeting with the locks, his other hand idly rubbing at the bite mark under his shirt. His dad sighed. "Have you taken your medication today?" "Have I taken my medication today?" he mimicked. His dad gave him the eyebrow. He slumped into his seat. "Yes," he muttered. "I'm just keyed up." "What is it?" his dad asked as he fiddled with the stuck front door. Stiles crouched down on the porch, peeped under the cover of the casserole dish. "Someone leave us a casserole? Damn meddlesome," his dad muttered and got the door open. "Someone left us dinner," Stiles called after him. "Hamburger helper." He jolted, said, "Whoa." After dinner, which was Werewolf made hamburger helper and a bag of salad, his dad finally kicked him out of the TV room with a, "Ugh, give me that remote. That was like four goddamn episodes of Dukes of Hazzard. What the hell channel is this? Go, do your homework." Said Werewolf was already there, curled up on his bed, dozing in his sneakers. Quietly, Stiles closed the door and watched as Derek whined in his sleep, one of his curled hands twitching like he was dreaming. He tried to tiptoe to his desk, but halfway there, Derek suddenly sat upright and caught him around the waist, dragged him in. I thought you were sleeping," Stiles lisped nervously, trying to press his palm into Derek's quartered arm, push away. "Stop fighting," was gritted his ear. He froze up, felt a long textured tongue taste at the strip of skin under his earlobe. "Okay. Oh God, okay, not fighting," Stiles babbled as Derek held him firmly on his lap. "Your stupid mouth," Derek was saying, taking a hold of Stiles' sharp chin and swiveling his head. "Your stupid, stupid face." "Oh man," Stiles gasped as Derek's impatient mouth seized his. He whimpered little flustered sounds until his tongue went sweetly sore at the root from being sucked on. When he pulled away, spluttering, a hand slapped over his dampened mouth, clamped there, squeezing. "Shh," Derek hissed at his ear. "Do you want me to bite you again?" Stiles shook his head hard under Derek's hand. Then he made an embarrassingly muffled moan and nodded once. "Yes?" Derek asked, turning Stiles' face to look him over. His eyes glowed blue. "Do you?" Stiles' eyes flickered closed and he nodded again. "Fuck, take off your shirt." He let Stiles up. Stiles swayed, cock swelling up like a bruise, leaving his head fuzzy, his fingertips numb as he struggled to unbutton his flannel. Derek's eyes watched avidly, lit. When the first bite mark was revealed, a purple-red splash on his shoulder now, Derek made a long, low noise like a motorcycle throttle. Then he leaned in and nosed it. "Oh God, oh my God," Stiles said tightly, lightheaded. He grappled Derek's shoulders as the dog panted, dipped and nudged his open shirt aside to find a new place to mark him. It was low on his hip, under his arm, right by a little brown birthmark. First there was a lay of tongue, all sandpapery, and then the sudden bite. Stiles locked up, arched with a high, airless gasp. "Yes, pup," Derek grit when he freed him. He jerked Stiles around, did it again, sunk teeth right into the nape of his neck. The growl Derek gave hummed through him, made his cock so excited he thought he might ward off in his shorts. His hips lurched at the feeling. After, there were sweet, soothing licks at the hurt on his nape, and Derek's contented sounds. "When I mate you, I'm going to do this again, right here," Derek told him, smoothing his big hand over the bite. "I'm going to pin you down, hold you still, right here." He kept rubbing until the bite felt like a burn. Skin chafed. "Okay," Stiles slurred, face in his pillow, too aroused to talk. Derek sighed, braced lightly to his back. One hand smoothed over his Adam's apple, held Stiles tenderly by the throat, and the other. Oh shit, the other. Stiles made broken, vulnerable sounds when the wolf felt under him, found the fly of his Carhartts and spread it with deliberate motions. "Does it feel good to be mated?" Derek wondered with a soft voice, burying his face into Stiles's shoulder. With consoling sounds, he gave Stiles a really fucking gorgeous reach around, hand patient and firm on Stiles's fat, starved cock. "Feels so good. Feels so good." Stiles whimpered shamelessly, face shaking red hot as he got the jerk off of his goddamn life. Derek whined a little, like a hungry dog, when Stiles finally drenched his knuckles with boy cum. "You sleeping here?" Stiles asked, flopping down beside him on the bed, throwing a knee over Derek's hip. He felt like he'd run the mile, just from getting bitten twice in a tug job. Derek said, low in his chest. He moved to hold Stiles, bury his face into his shorn head. "Thanks for the hamburger helper," Stiles mumbled groggily, incomprehensible, and fell asleep. In the morning, he bit his own fist when he found Derek laving his half-hearted cock through his underwear, licking the seeping cum off of him. "You orgasmed in your sleep," Derek growled, eyes electric blue, flickering up to glare at him. "It's totally normal behaviour," Stiles stuttered defensively. "Christ, I need to mark you again," Derek said, voice sharp as his teeth. "Huh?" Stiles asked, fully awake now as Derek rose on his knees over him, began ripping his pants open, hands swift. "Oh God, like that kind?" Derek's face twisted, but he said yes, firmly. "Jesus, not here," Stiles argued, scrambling out from under him. Derek's arm snapped out, caught him by the nape, which was sore from his bite. Stiles keened, said, "In the shower." Through his teeth, tried to walk out of the room. "Your dad," growled Derek. "It's at work," Stiles told him, and with the hand clenched on his nape, he shuffled them together to the bathroom. "This is so effed up," he said, grimacing. Stripped to his underwear, he climbed into the dry bathtub. "Just do it if you're gonna do it." Derek looked livid. When he took his cock out, red in his hand, his face snarled up, showing his canines. Stiles swore and closed his eyes as the first stream tagged his cheek again. "Ugh, you got to spray me in the face?" "Yes," Derek growled. Urine caught his throat and then his hair, his shoulder. The urine stopped suddenly and Derek, all upset, said, "Show me your mark, the first one." Stiles made a face, swiveled and then jerked as the hot stream resumed, catching him right there, pattering hard on the faint hurt. Near the end, Derek made a weak, whiny hurt sound. When Stiles opened his eyes, Derek's face was contorted with the wolf, his hair wild. The hand he was using on himself was brutal. He was beating off like he wanted to hurt himself, his neck all red and strained with his exertion. "Oh, whoa, whoa," Stiles blustered. But the wolf was already yelping and spraying a bluish stream of watery cum all over his chest. "Ugh," Stiles said, covered in the dog's juices. "Why won't you talk to me?" Scott complained, and then trailed off, letting go of Stiles' arm like it burned him. He looked flummoxed, nostrils flaring. "Yeah, you like that?" Stiles asked sarcastically. "Because I'm a little busy right now, getting molested and pissed on by your packmate, buddy. One overly needy werewolf at a time, okay? Is that okay with you?" He stalked away, knocking his shoulder hard into Jackson's as he passed him in the hall. Jackson just turned around and stared, face full of startled delight. "Hey," Jackson said casually, sitting down beside him on the bench. Stiles had gone outside to avoid sitting with Scott at lunch. It was at the third baseball field, previously alone. Jackson smiled, put down half of a tuna fish sandwich into his pink-lipped maw. "Not you too," Stiles sighed. Jackson bumped shoulders with him chummily. He sat with his legs spread, one knee pressed to Stiles. Stiles jerked away. "Come on, what would you want with Hale? He's a psycho." "Exactly," Stiles said. "Exactly why I'm not going to cheat on him with some jock whore beat a wolf." Jackson laughed, the sound like broken glass. "I'm a whore? Who's the one who smells like a fluff of a bestiality porn right now?" "Ugh," Stiles complained, spitting out his half-chewed slice of pizza. "Sick, man." "Yeah," Jackson said, grinning. "Really, I can't even eat my pudding cup now." Jackson nuzzled at his ear, smelling him. "Dog fucker," he breathed. Stiles shoved up, left the rest of his lunch and trudged inside. He drove around for a few hours after school. He stuck to the suburbs, stopped a few times to sit and sniff uncomfortably at himself. And still, as soon as he walked into his bedroom, there was a terrible growl. "He's all over you," Derek snapped. "Ugh, fine!" Stiles threw down his backpack, spread his arms. "Spray it off me." He cried, actual, real tears when Derek started nosing at his asshole, then lapped at it with his broad, textured tongue. "What is that? Oh, God, do people do that?" he whimpered, shaken. "I'm saying hello to you, Stiles," Derek said, nosing again, mocking. And then he laved the whole crack until it was frothy wet with werewolf drool. "Oh, my God." Stiles' trembling knees locked. He bore down on his asshole, tightening it defensively. "Say hello," Derek prompted, and that soppy tongue began challenging his sphincter's guarded screw, prodding in. "Hello," Stiles croaked, asshole winking open with a quick spasm and then bearing down again. He could hear Derek smelling him, and then felt the rough scratch of his shaven cheek rubbing against his ass cheek. "Fuck, pup." Derek nosed under his balls, smelling around there too. "I'm this close to mounting you. Been mounting my fist for days." "Shit," Stiles quavered, voice wobbly. I. Derek laughed warmly, and Stiles gasped, jolted when he got his ass spanked. "Not yet. But when we mate, I'm going to knot you. So hard. Christ." And then he must have wolfed out, because his voice garbled into something fierce, growling. "I'm going to make you whine for me." "I'm whining now," Stiles said, and did, high in his throat, helpless. Stiles' arms prickled with goosebumps as Derek made a low, mournful howl in return. Soft, sweaty hair brushed over his inner thigh, and Stiles stiffened when a humid, living sheath suddenly covered his erection. "You're killing me," Stiles groaned, then gave a shocked wail as his cock was fucking throated. The werewolf was up on an elbow, forehead dappled with sweat, looking him over, tracing the circle of each bite mark with a light finger, from one to the next. Then he paused, leaned in and fit his jaw loosely around that first bite on Stiles's shoulder, which seemed to be his favourite. It was the fourth time he'd done it in the last 10 minutes. Stiles snorted, put down his book. "You done playing with that?" "Just do your homework," Derek growled. Stiles rolled his eyes, lifted the book. Derek traced the bite again, then leaned once more, put his jaws around it, fitting his teeth back into place. He teethed there lightly, just testing it. "If it makes you so happy, just do it again and get it over." Derek snarled, snapped the mark. "Ah, ow," Stiles gasped, arching. He bled a little after, in a dazed cold sweat as the wolf cleaned the blood up eagerly, eyes ablaze. He woke up once in the night to Derek's broad, naked chest sweated to his back. The wolf was whimpering in his sleep, me jostling into him. "Stop chasing rabbits and settle," he hissed over his shoulder. The wolf hugged him tighter, whimper turning into a warning growl. "Just shut up then," Stiles muttered, trying to go back to sleep too. He woke up again suddenly, this time to his father knocking on the door. Derek was half lazed over him, snuffling, his mouth open on his favourite mark again. "You're going to be late, buddy," his father said on the other side. He felt Derek stiffen, surprised. "Get up," Stiles gasped, trying to squirm out from under the man's heavy arm. Derek pinwheeled out of bed, landing on his feet. His eyes were wild as he looked for his clothes. "Hurry up, or you're going to do the walk of shame in front of my dad, who's a police officer," Stiles goaded low. Derek bared his teeth, snapping twice. "I'm not kidding, dude." He tossed Derek his pants and the wolf grabbed them out of the air and dragged them on, then his boots. Derek was perched on the windowsill, halfway out before he turned back and grabbed Stiles' clothes, fisting his t-shirt. "Mmm!" Stiles squirmed as Derek claimed his mouth. When Derek pulled away, he grinned like a kid. The guy had some crazy teeth hiding in that mug. "Oh, dude, that's literally more terrifying than your angry face," Stiles said. "Whoa." Derek scowled, stabbed a finger at him. "One more day," he reminded him curtly, then flipped out the window. "Don't remind me," Stiles shouted. Downstairs, his father said, "Uh-uh," as he tried to pour himself a cup of coffee. He gave up, slumped into a chair with his Count Chocula. "Who are you yelling at?" his father asked, sipping his own coffee. F. Scott Fitzgerald? Really frustrating resolution to that book." His father looked up finally. "Are you wearing a turtleneck?" he asked, skeptical. "Yeah." Stiles shrugged, but felt his face heat up. "Hmm," his father said, frowning. "So, one more day." Scott sighed, trying to make small talk. "Shut up, McCall," Jackson shot back, glaring at him. They both tried to crowd in next to him at lunch, but Stiles had skittishly climbed over the table, sat down on the other side out of touching distance. "You're wearing a turtleneck," Scott said, eyes narrowing. "He's been marked," Jackson smirked, waggling his eyebrows. "Like, bitten? Can he do that?" Scott looked constipated. "You're so stupid, McCall." Jackson rolled his eyes extravagantly. "Shut up, just stay out of this," Scott growled back, expression dark. "Would you both shut up? And really, thanks, this is exactly how I wanted to spend my last day of bodily sanctity, listening to you two bicker like beta wolves. Shut up." Stiles got up and threw his lunch away, ducked out. But at his locker, he turned and saw them both there, following. They paused a few feet away, looking uneasy. They carried on their argument in whispers as Stiles gave up, let them follow him to English early. He was jittery as he walked into his darkened house, expecting to get jumped by an overly enthusiastic werewolf. But as he walked through, turning on the lights, he realized no one was lurking in wait. He played Submachine on his computer for a while and then heated up a microwave dinner and sat in front of the TV, scarfing the greasy, half-frozen chicken. He was still lying awake in bed with his homework cast aside when his dad came home. He checked the clock and then frowned, looked at the window. It wasn't until the sun was rising that he woke suddenly, found Derek climbing into bed with him. "What happened? Where were you?" he started, and then stopped, seeing Derek's tired face. There was a streak of mud high on his cheekbone, and he was shirtless, chest dappled with sweat. "Ran here all night. Sorry," he panted, and then his eyes glassed over before they slowly slipped shut. "Where were you?" Stiles asked him. Derek looked out for the count, but after a second he rallied and opened his eyes again, exhausted. "Lockdown. But I got back." Stiles wanted to ask who, what, who? But he just watched Derek sink back into unconsciousness again. "Stay home tomorrow," Derek murmured, then cuffed an arm around him and slept. "Stiles?" his dad knocked. "Ugh, sick! I'm staying home, sick, Dad!" he called back, watching Derek's eyes flash open. "What, are you sure?" "Yes, Dad, I feel like arse, okay?" Stiles said, and Derek tensed, glaring over his shoulder at the door, still crabbily tired. "Okay, do you need anything?" No, just let me sleep. I'll call you later, okay?" "Well..." His dad sounded uncertain, considering. Derek looked back at him, mouth curling downward. Stiles shook his head frantically. "Please, please don't go territorial on my dad." "Okay, just call me at lunch. I've got a double shift tonight, remember?" "Yeah, right, I'll check in later," Stiles agreed, and then plonked his head back on the pillow in relief. "My dad," Stiles said, self-conscious. "He just wouldn't get this werewolf mating stuff." Derek stared unblinkingly for a beat and then snorted, smiling just a little bit at the corner of his mouth. When he woke up again, Derek stripped their shirts and plastered himself half over him, sniffing around Stiles' body until he was content that Stiles was unsullied. "You happy?" Stiles asked. But Derek nuzzled close again, took small, curious sniffs at his armpit, licking the light hair once, tasting him. Then he moved down. Oh, you're going to tell me? Oh my God, what happened last night? Oh shit, Stiles babbled, but then clenched up, hissing through his teeth as Derek nudged and nosed at his tenting underwear. "Hunters," Derek grumbled brusquely, and licked along the jumping length of flesh through the cotton. Stiles glommed onto him, hands finding and twisting in his hair. Derek bared his teeth then, grabbed his wrists and held Stiles away. "Do I need to tie them?" he snarled. He got a face full of adolescent cock for it, Stiles lifting his hips helplessly. Derek jerked out of humping distance, rolling his eyes. "Not until tonight, pup," he said, lifting off and pushing away. "What? Why?" Stiles argued, getting up and limping like he had a pulled muscle, hand on his sore cock. Derek was at the window, legs slung over, ready to bolt again. He smirked. "You barely wanted me to touch you before, and now you're whining because I'm not." "Yeah, but two words, brother, blue balls," Stiles said, wincing. "Get some rest today. Lots of fluids," Derek told him, and ducked to leave. "Wait, where are you going?" Stiles called him back. Derek gave him a once-over. "The woods. I need to get some things ready." "Oh, right. The mating." Stiles swallowed, still holding his junk. Right, Derek said and grinned, canines long, and then he slipped down. He ate a bologna sandwich in bed, flicking his fingers over his marks thoughtfully. He carried up some red juicy juice and drank from the bottle while he lazed back, head on his cuffed arm, watching Hulu. He called his dad after lunch and coughed lamely, said, "Ugh, yeah, I'm sick, can't really talk. Sore throat. Gotta go back to sleep, man. Okay, see you in the morning." He tossed his cell into his covers and stuffed the second half of his sandwich in his gob. His phone trilled. He swore, dug around for it. There was no voice on the other end, just heavy breathing and soft ticking sounds like a purr. Stiles snorted. "Are you calling me from the woods?" There was a loose towel. It sent shivers up his spine, raising the hair at his nape. "Dude, how are you even using a phone when you're woofed out?" There were snuffling sounds, and then the call cut out. "Booty calls from werewolves," he sighed to himself as he restarted his frozen PS3. When he was in the shower that night, water cascading over his head and hushing at his ears, he let a hand drift back to finger his own ass. He blushed at the feeling, could feel the blush, see it model his chest a wine red. He touched himself out of curiosity, just to see how he felt, there. And man, he was tiny, like a pinprick. Hair damp, he waited at the kitchen table, an inch into his dad's bottle of wild turkey, listening to a moth shuffle against the bleary kitchen light. He heard the front door open with a jangled noise and close, and then Derek was there, in black jeans and a dark t-shirt, his eyes strange and wide-set, pupils dilated from being outside in the night. "You ready?" Derek asked, breathless. The dude looked almost nervous. "Yeah," Stiles said. "Pretty as I'll ever be, motherfucker." "Wait, are you drunk?" Derek stalked forward and jerked the bottle out of his lazy hand. "And to let you know, my body's like way, way too small for this." Derek helped him up with gentle hands, sighing. "You shouldn't have done that, Stiles." "Thought it might be best, so I could relax," Stiles said, letting the guy lift him to his feet. He rested his heavy head to Derek's hard shoulder. "You can't even walk," Derek said, unhappy. "Like I said," Stiles murmured against the hot skin near his mouth. "Relaxed." Derek gave a hard exhale. "Well, at least you won't run. Come on, pup, lean into me." He hit Stiles' arm around his shoulders, walked him out of the house. "Do you even like me?" Stiles asked, drifting out of his own seat, headfirst into Derek's. Derek put a palm to him, pushed him back in place. "You smell good," Derek shrugged coolly. "You smell like a dog. Do your feet smell like Doritos?" "Scott's dog's feet used to smell like Doritos," Stiles said, head rolling around back and forth. "I'll make sure you get a good chance to smell them. How about that?" Derek said, voice almost warm with false cheerfulness. Stiles slumped into the window this time. "You're going to step on my face at some point tonight, aren't you?" Derek flashed him a grin. "Sadist." Stiles yawned and fell into a drunken slumber as the car flew like a bat out of hell towards the woods. The car door opened and he swung out just as his seatbelt was unlatched. He landed in a heap on the wet ground, muttering, "Ow." He rolled lazily away from the car until he was laid on his back, out of breath. "Good, you're awake," Derek said, taking him firmly by the underarms and jerking him to his feet. "Where are we going?" he mumbled as Derek dragged him through a set of pine trees and deeper into the woods. "Further out." With a grunt, Derek paused and lifted him off his feet. Suddenly he was in a fireman's carry, being walked into the dark. Shit. Stiles burped, stomach queasy. Don't puke on me, Derek said low, squeezing his leg threateningly. He was put on his back on the damp-smelling ground, pine needles crinkling and sticking at him. Stiles felt sobered by the cool ground leaching through his shirt. He took deep breaths, now that his lungs were no longer crushed into Derek's shoulder. When fingertips drew along his parted lips, Stiles opened his eyes, inhaling sharply. The wolf hunkered down over him, knees set on each side of Stiles' narrow hips. Through the treetops, Stiles could see the pale full moon. It lit up the treetops with cold light. He hit shakily onto his elbows, watched Derek skin off his own t-shirt. Oh, right, time for, Stiles swallowed. Derek flipped open the top button of his jeans.
No, not yet, Derek said.
And then his shoulders stiffened like something had licked up his spine, muscles tightening. He swiveled, scenting the air a few times. The moon lit Derek's bare chest, his wiry muscles etched with shadows. What is it? Stiles asked, voice barely a whisper.
Just making sure we're alone, Derek said.
And when he looked back, his face was restless. Are we? Stiles wondered.
Oh, yeah, Derek said,
canines sharp in his smile. Oh. Stiles felt a little dizzy. He lay back with an arm flung over his face.
I might be sick. You better not, Derek told him and got up.
His weight and heat lifting away left Stiles shivering. He peeked out and watched Derek tow off his boots and jerk down his jeans. He was naked, no underwear underneath, just long, tightly muscled legs and a stiff, dark erection. Stiles tried not to stare. Derek chuckled, walked over to him and with a crazy half grin, put his bare foot right to Stiles' face, toed at his nose.
Ah, dude, Stiles flailed. Smell like a dog?
Derek teased, voice warm. Stiles glared up at him and Derek looked back, expression almost fond. And then he turned and sprung over a felled tree, disappearing.
Wait, where are you going? Stiles called. Stay there, Derek said, and let out a high, ear-splitting howl.
Stiles put his hands over his ears, wincing. He wasn't even drunk anymore by the time Derek got back. He was just lying there, hands spread over his stomach, looking at the moon. He almost forgot why he was out there, lying on the damp ground. It was so quiet he heard twigs snap and the sound of breathing a half minute before Derek appeared. In the weak moonlight, Stiles could see the dark splatters of something all over Derek's cheek, his chest.
Holy shit, what did you do?
Stiles asked, voice high in panic. A dead stag was heaved heavily into the clearing. Derek drew the back of his arm over his face, smearing the blood more than wiping it from his mouth.
It's for you, Derek said.
There were so many, many things Stiles could think of saying. They all whirled around in his head until all that he could blurt out was, thanks. You're welcome, Derek said, smiling to himself, hands on his hips while he inspected his work. He seemed charmed by the whole experience. He reached down, took the stag by an antler, and dragged it closer.
Whoa, whoa,
Stiles said, shielding his eyes from seeing it, and Derek's hard-cut erection, also smeared with something dark.
Oh God, that's really great, bro, but not any further.
A small amount of suspicion showed on Derek's face then. A cut to his brow, a little frown.
You know, it's a big deer, Stiles added awkwardly.
Derek grinned again and then crouched on his hands and toes, erection between his knees, and stalked Stiles.
Whoa,
Stiles scrambled back, heels in the dirt. Derek's eyes reflected the moon.
Oh my God, Stiles moaned.
The wolf loomed over him for a moment, the human almost gone. Nothing there but the beast with his snarled features,
teeth spit-frothed with blood. And then Derek changed back to himself with a gasp, face strained, eyebrows raised as he panted shakily. Take off your clothes, Derek said, breath shallow. Styles swallowed, nodded. He towed his sneakers off.
Styles, Derek groaned. You have to go faster than that.
Right, Styles said, squirming. Rough hands grabbed up the scruff of his t-shirt, jerked it over his head. Then they fisted his pants on either side of his fly, the zipper whining as it was forced apart. Styles dragged in a scared breath as his Carhartts and underwear were torn right down his legs. With his underwear on one ankle, he lay there cowering, with his hands curled protectively over his crutch. Derek's breath came in quick, seething bursts, like a man trying to get through something painful. His eyes were narrow, thinned with heat. After a long, searching look, he bared his canines at Styles.
Turn over.
All right, Styles gasped, voice cracking, and rolled over onto his stomach, buttocks clenched defensively. A cold, wet leaf stuck to his cheek as he turned his face, peered back over his shoulder. A big hand, all hot to the touch, grasped his bare hip, guided him up. Styles bit his lip, eyes shut, and climbed onto his shaking knees.
I think about nodding you all the time, Derek growled.
Styles yelped, and his ass tightened sharply when a hand smoothed over it.
Shh, I'm just going to lap you out again, Derek hushed him. Don't move.
Oh, fuck! Styles keened as his cheeks were pried apart by sharp thumbs, and a slick, agile tongue started lapping right at the tight hole, softening it up. Styles boned up then, went mindlessly hard as Derek made snuffling, hurt sounds, tongued him into a slobbery, hot mess.
Styles, loosen up, Derek said, his voice thick with emotion.
He jerked Styles' knees wider, buried his face again. Styles clawed fingers at the ground, arching as Derek's tongue lapped his flexing centre before something stiff and lean touched him there.
Oh God, Derek!
He hyperventilated.
Don't move,
Derek snarled hotly at his nape, pegged his finger into the cramping heat, right to the big knuckle. Styles squirmed, inside stinging hot. Derek groaned and poked at that hurt, finger moving in and out. The tacky werewolf slobber made spanking noises from inside him as the finger worked him loose.
Oh, man,
Styles sobbed, heat crawling down his face. When Derek finally mounted, his teeth snapped around Styles' nape with a little whine. Styles choked up, stiffening as his ass was cleaved. At first, it didn't feel like sex. It was a dry, ugly burn, scary, sharp, and almost impossible to take. But then the wolf pressed deeper and it changed, became sleek, all hot and flexible. Styles sobbed, not at the bite or at the sharp stretch of his body, but at the sudden, uncomfortable self-awareness he had of his own softness inside. Mated together, Derek started gritting the same things over and over. It was all pup. Oh God, Styles. Oh, pup. Oh, bitch. Little pup. Styles took it, his mouth in a damp O, breath ragged out of him. The first shaky thrust hastened into a second and then a third until it was all just short, impatient cock jabs that made him hiccup in surprise. Derek quickened for more and more until the rut was an agitated blur, until Styles' teeth chattered together and he sounded like he was being drilled to pieces. It was jarring, made his bones hum like he was holding a running power tool, and then Derek was sobbing.
Styles! Oh my God, Styles, here!
Too fast, too sudden.
What?
Styles croaked as Derek locked up over him, making these pitiful sounds, short, hurt whines in his throat. Styles gasped as his inside swamped hotter. Derek's cock suddenly berserk inside him. He winced at the thump, 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 thump of it. How he was suddenly too tight in there, too full of moving cock and heat, and then Derek was breathing, "Are you ready for this?" fingers rubbing searchingly at the sore place where they were fused together.
Fuck, what are you...
Stiles panted, jerking.
Oh, oh.
Derek moaned, breathless.
Do you feel it?
And Stiles did. The way the stretch of his body got sharper and sharper and fuck.
What is that? Ow! Oh my god, what is that?
Stiles gasped, panic-stricken.
It's my knot.
Derek strained.
Holy shit, pull it out!
Stiles begged, digging his toes into the ground, trying to crawl away.
Please.
Derek gasped and caught his hips, cinched him back again with a grunt. The knot expanded, pushing shocked cries out of him like there was no room left inside for anything but Derek's cock. He collapsed when the knot finally softened enough to slip out of him with a gentle splut. Exhausted, Stiles reached back to feel the hot slip of dog cum surging out of him like blood from a wound. For a second, he thought it was blood, brought a trembling hand to his face so he could check. Derek growled, caught those wetted fingers in his teething mouth. His eyes flashed wildly on Stiles as he sucked, and then he spat the fingers out, crouched down to search out the source.
Oh God, don't do that right now, Stiles begged.
But Derek made growly sounds and began to rim his numb loose asshole anyway, lapping it like a wet slit.
What's the point of the knot if you're just going to eat it out of me anyway?
Stiles muttered, flinching in discomfort. Derek looked up at him, face full of something that made Stiles swallow hard, Adam's apple jerking.
Not again, Stiles choked.
I need to go a couple of times, Derek whispered, nuzzling at Stiles' gasping mouth. The wolf slowly, carefully turned him over again, like he was afraid Stiles might break if he was too rough with him now. Stiles closed his eyes, whined,
oh God, no, no, no.
Just a few times, Derek breathed at his ear, set his teeth lightly in his favourite mark, the one on Stiles' cold shoulder blade.
Oh God.
Stiles stiffened up as the wolf mounted him again with a soft, doggish snuffle. Straining, stiff flesh speared through the puffy swell of Stiles' poor ass, settled deep into the cum slippery heat of him. The third time, Stiles shook himself out of his stupor, jerked his face out of the dirt and hissed,
"Make me come this time then, jackass!"
Derek started a supple thrust, using that sweet, creamy spot inside Stiles, his whole body humping for it.
I think I love you,
Derek gasped, voice all awestruck and shaky.
I just feel so... Dude, whatever, shut up,
Stiles groaned, groped around and found one of Derek's big hands and dragged it to his own neglected cock. His hips jerked forward, greeting it.
Oh, fuck, Stiles, you're hard,
Derek crooned.
I'm so ready,
Stiles breathed, arching between the cock and his ass, the hand on him.
So, so ready.
Derek shuddered over him, began stroking Stiles off with a clawed hand. When Stiles nutted, the dog was whining at the mark on his shoulder, lapping it frothy.
God, please,
Stiles gasped as he quaked, eyes rolling into his head. He felt the knot harden and thicken up, tying him again.
Derek, bite it.
The wolf whimpered, seized his shoulder. The knot inside him grew. Stiles dropped his hot face, feeling his puffy soreness getting sharply pressed apart. He woke up to the cold, misty woods. The sun might have been up, but where they were, lying on pine needles, there was only weak, sobering light. Derek was staring at him, eyes wide in his pale face, dark hair askew.
Ha! Stiles groaned, stretching. His ass hurt. Look at you, all freaked out about that crap you said last night. Awkward.
Derek's brows came together and his lip trembled before he finally said,
shut up.
You love it, Stiles said lazily. Then started laughing.
Like, really?
Shut up, Derek snarled this time.
God,
Stiles winced, changing the subject. Nodding hurts. Derek's eyes flashed with concern, and he started nosing down like he wanted to smell Stiles or something. There. Stiles held him away with a barked, "Don't." "I just want to see," Derek groused, lip curling. "Dude, I don't care. You're so not going near my ass for, like, weeks. Or ever, maybe." Suddenly his wrists were pinned, and Derek was changing over him. "It's mine, do you understand? What I did to you last night, that was me marking your little cunt of an ass. You got it?" "Fine," Stiles stammered. "Okay, okay." "Yeah?" Derek panted, wolf slipping out of his features. His face looked lined with frustration, eyebrows together. "Your puppy tight little asshole is for me." Stiles stared up at him blankly, then cracked up. "Seriously? Did you just call me a puppy?" "Ugh, shut up," Derek said, nipping at Stiles' chin. "Puppy, dude, you're alpha high right now. Get a little nodding under your belt and you think you're like the big bad wolf. Nice." Derek looked him over, frowning. "Oh man, I'm so fucked. I think it must be the endorphins from losing my ass virginity. Well, my whole body virginity. To a freaking werewolf last night," he said, and then covered his hands over his eyes. "Stiles," Derek said. "Hey." "Oh God, I think I'm a werewolf's chew toy. That's apparently my sexual predilection. Werewolf chew toy, little knot, puppy bottom." "Stiles." Stiles stopped. "You're losing it. Let's get back to your house and you can take your meds and sleep it off." Derek stood, naked, abs striped with dirt and dried deer blood. He offered Stiles a hand up. "Right," Stiles said, and was pulled to his feet. He started looking around for his clothes, body racked with shivers. "Here," Derek said gruffly, dropping his leather jacket over Stiles' shoulders. "Will you look at it before my dad comes home?" Stiles asked him quietly in his silent, sunny bedroom. He was pink everywhere from scrubbing in the shower, skin sensitive. Derek nodded, mouth set in a serious frown. Stiles moved onto his stomach, tucked his face away in his bedding, and let Derek check him. "It's just bruised, not bleeding," Derek told him, using two fingers to peel his cheeks open lightly. Stiles flopped over again, blushing hotter. He jerked his underwear back up over his ass. "It just feels strange," Stiles sighed. "Never mind." Derek edged closer, interested. "Does it feel empty?" he asked, nuzzling Stiles' shoulder, nosing his t-shirt. Stiles groaned. "Is this how it's gonna be now? You sniffing around all the time, looking to get in my empty ass?" "No," Derek muttered. "I only go into heat every 6 months." "Oh," Stiles said. Derek was sniffing into his ear, the sound loud and breathy. "I like the way you smell." "Right," Stiles swallowed. A tongue touched into his ear. "The way you taste." "Oh, God." "Mmm." Derek growled, taking Stiles' t-shirt and raising it. "So not all the time, but some of the time?" Stiles wondered, stiffening as his nipple was teethed. "Uh-huh," Derek agreed distractedly, nuzzling down to press his face into Stiles' crotch. "Oh, God. Are you sure about the heat thing?" Stiles yelped, hands in the wolf's wiry hair, feeling those teeth test the cloth's give with a little tug. "Fuck, yeah, I think so," Derek said, sounding confused. When Stiles' cock flexed noticeably beneath his tight shorts, Derek groaned. "Stiles? Oh, my God." Stiles blushed, hand to his face. "This is so screwed up." The wolf nosed at his tight, nestled balls, whining. "Go easy, go easy," Stiles begged, grimacing as his hips were clamped in impatient hands again, as he was turned forcefully over onto his stomach.
The end.